This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Eden Pure. Spring is here, so spring cleaning is here too. Don't wait for the Eden Pure BioSpeed CleanVac to sell out again. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIECLEAN to save an additional $15. Shipping is free. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIECLEAN.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
More than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
I get all that dough for not doing nothing.
You don't do anything and you don't say anything. You understand?
And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of, he looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Joe Biden has refused to come to the border to see the chaos that he has created by his open border policies. So we're going to take the border to him by transporting the people that he is dropping off in these local communities in the state of Texas and sending them to Washington by plane or by bus.
We're going to Washington.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, rawhide.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. By the way, Dr. Matt's number, he didn't get a chance to say it before we came up against the hard break. If you want to get him at the Ipswich Animal Hospital, 978-948-8189. 978-948-8189. 207 says they shut down D.C. for 2 years and now the animals are moving back in. Go figure. That's right. And you know, they're in D.C., in around Capitol Hill, you don't have too many armed homeowners. That's why there's a lot of crime. Different parts of the city, everybody's armed. They don't have licenses, and some of the guns have been had their serial numbers obliterated, and the barrels have been sawed off the shotguns, but they're pretty well armed in other parts of the city. All right, 844-500-4242. It's kind of like illegal aliens taking over the city when you don't do anything, says 207. Yes, indeed it is. That's a very good comparison, I think. All right, time now for the chump line.
With Title 42 due to be rescinded in May and officials expecting a record influx of asylum seekers, the Biden administration is reportedly considering changing our national anthem to...
I'd like to be in America, okay by me in America, everything free in America.
It was a humorous song 65 or so years ago. Now it could indeed be the national anthem or the international anthem of America. Everything's not free for Americans, it's just for the invaders.
I can't wait for the Invisible Man variant. No one will see it come, no one will even see it go. No one will know they have it, and that's what makes it terrifying.
Omicron was a lot like that, wasn't it? It was kind of the Invisible Man variant. Nobody was dying or anything. It was just an excuse to continue the vacation for school teachers and hacks and people who worked in quote-unquote, in courthouses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Take advantage of preseason prices and their golf package. No canceled flights when you vacation at the Nauset Beach Inn. To learn more, go to NausetBeachInn.com.
Why is everyone so upset BLM bought those mansions? They said they were looking for equity.
Yeah, it's quite a story about those mansions. Apparently, what they did was one of the mansion that they sold, and they've taken down the YouTube video of them drinking wine and laughing and joking about it. It was sold for 250% more than the price of similar homes in the area, and apparently. Somebody bought it for $3.1 million, and then they turned around and sold it a few days later through through one of their pals who was a real estate agent for $5.8 million. So that was quite a markup. That's that's raising some eyebrows. And they paid cash for it. And these stories about this newest mansion that they have, and it's, again, there's like four or five of them anyway. There's one in Canada. Patrice Cullors, the founder of the Grift, has three personally herself. This is another one. And the New York Magazine, of all places, broke the story about the fifth mansion. And can you guess what the BLM said about the story? Racist and sexist.
This is like a horror film, scariest scene, starring Plugs, Cackler, and the Botox Queen. A rock and a hard place is what we face, and whoever takes over will still be stuck in between.
Shooting has been postponed for the weekend because the Botox Queen has come down with the virus today. They canceled her press conference, her Thursday morning press conference. It was back in on the schedule anyway today. And apparently the reporters were shocked and horrified. They couldn't believe it that the Queen was perhaps feeling a little peaked.
I am sickened by the Capitol riot verdict of that hump-appointed judge, Kevin McFarland. He's really thrown a wrench into the whole insurrection narrative.
Yeah, you know, some of these judges are starting to, you know, they always say the Supreme Court follows the election returns. I think some of these judges are starting to follow the polling results in the district court and the appeals court, maybe. They're being asked these questions. Well, you know, why? This person walked through, and apparently the Capitol Police opened the door, and you want to give them 75 days, but you got this Black Lives Matter person who was trying to burn down the church, and you want to give them 10 days? But that's equity, you know? Kind of like owning that mansion in Studio City in L.A.
I wonder if Susan Collins thinks the left will forgive her now after she voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh.
She's won strange new respect. That will end with the day that they find another blow-in drifter to run against her who's married to a big ambulance chaser up in Maine.
Joe Biden here and Barack America has assured me I'm going to go down in history right when I'm done going down in the polls.
I think he's more concerned about going down with the grand jury or the U.S. attorney in Wilmington right now than he is about the polls. I mean, he would be if he was still a sentient human being, which I think we're all pretty clear he isn't.
Anyone who says crime doesn't pay has never met Joe Biden.
Yeah. I've been looking at these Anne Applebaum stories that she writes for, you know, she's the one who said she had no interest in Hunter Biden laptop because it just was totally irrelevant, the fact that he was in business. And all of her stories, they either have the word autocrat, which is the way the Bidens are operating the country and all the Democrats, or kleptocrats, which there's no denying that the Biden family are kleptocrats. Kleptocrats and autocrats. But she's not interested in them because they're from the swamp, just like she is.
Lovey, did you hear Gengis Khan's poll question yesterday? He claimed that Markey and Warren are the worst senators. In other words, he said, I'm the greatest living senator in Massachusetts history. I guess that beer I bought him finally paid off.
That's a lie. He didn't buy me a beer. And he's not the only living senator. Scott Brown is still around, and who was that guy that was appointed briefly to take Kerry's place? I forget. He was a black guy. He's a friend of Deval Patrick. I forget his name. He's still around. So Kerry, forget about it. Just go get Lauren Jobs' phone number and start scouting it out. She's got even more money than Teresa Hines. She's got more money than what is her name, Julia Thorne and Teresa Hines combined.
When Brandon starts issuing pardons, it's going to look like Inauguration Day with his stack of executive orders.
Yeah. I think Hunter is pretty confident he'll get a pardon. But will he get a pardon before he gets a target letter from the grand jury?
You want the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop to ever get published out there, you got to let the secret slip out. The big guy is really Donald Orange Man Bad Trump!
Yeah, do you think Ann Applebaum would consider it totally irrelevant if it turned out that the big guy was Donald John Trump?
Ira Mad, did I hear the new majority owner of Twitter is Ed Muskie? I bet the first change he makes is to introduce a crying emoji.
For those of the younger members of the audience, Ed Muskie was the senator from Maine, not Elon Musk. And he once had a bad editorial written about him in the Manchester Union Leader, and he went there right before the New Hampshire primary in 72 and cried in front of their newspaper offices, I think on Elm Street in Manchester. He later claimed it was tears. It wasn't tears, it was snowflakes landing beneath his eyes on his high cheekbones and melting, not tears.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right. That's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Chump Line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you would like to have another listen to a different, totally different Chump Line, go to Chopped Chumps. We post it every evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can get Chopped Chumps, all new messages from today's Chump Line leftover, and at wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Take advantage of preseason prices and their golf package. No canceled flights when you vacation at the Nauset Beach Inn. To learn more, go to NausetBeachInn.com.
You want the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop to ever get published out there, you got to let the secret slip out. The big guy is really Donald Orange Man Bad Trump!
He's a kleptocrat and an autocrat. And his laptop is totally relevant. His son's laptop is totally relevant. Lock them all up. That's Ann Applebaum. She was born in Washington, D.C., but she's described in Wikipedia as a Polish-American. She married a Polish guy, apparently, from Poland, and took Polish citizenship. So now she's a Polish-American. She's also a member of Phi Beta Kappa. Wow. Whoop-dee-doo. So am I. That's how much Phi Beta Kappa is worth. I'm Howie Carr.
He's making talk radio great again. He's Howie Carr. He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
Thanks to the texters and emailers who told me that that black guy who was appointed senator, I think after Kerry resigned to become Secretary of State, who was it? Yeah, I guess it was. That's when it would be. Yeah, Mo Cowan is his name. No relation to Dave Cowens, but he's Mo Cowan. That was, you know, it was only for a few weeks that he was senator, but that's a real plum job, you know, because he's like a one of these influence peddling lawyers. And if you're a senator just for a day, you get lifetime privileges of a senator. You know, you get to go into the gym. So in other words, you get to like lobby guys. Lobby real senators, and so it was quite a plum job for Duvall to give to Mo Cowan, even for a few weeks. 844-500-4242, 42. Today's poll question is brought to you by ReadyWise. Are you and your family prepared for the next unplanned emergency or an outdoor adventure? ReadyWise provides you with all the necessary long-term food storage you need for any situation. Go to ReadyWise.com and use code Howie for 10% off your next purchase. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Brandon ultimately cancel student loan debt?
Yeah, I'm thinking he will.
53% say yes.
Yeah. Again, I think it's not a good strategy. I think he's going to offend more people than he's going to please. But the people he's going to please are the people that the Democrats are desperate to keep on the reservation. Call them man bun Americans. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Hi, Howie. Great show. We love listening to you. All
Thanks.
Of it, every day. Great stuff. All right, I have a prediction to make about Biden. It's going to take me about 35 seconds to run it down. So here it goes. So right now, the Dems and whoever's actually pulling the strings behind Biden, they know that he's a disaster. Biden's a disaster, and it's going south really fast. And they already know they're going to lose the House and the Senate. So isn't it interesting that suddenly, even though the story's been out there for years, we're hearing more and more about Hunter and James, Biden crime family, all of a sudden that's making it through to the mainstream press. They're not hiding it anymore.
Right.
And simultaneously, right? Yeah. And
yep.
Then simultaneously, they're not hiding Joe's increasing mental incapacity or his physical problems. The videos are out there. They're not hiding it like they did. So here's what's going to happen. All the Biden crime reports are going to crescendo from now until the fall. And in October, the Republicans will reveal an October surprise, some kind of smoking gun that implicates Joe.
I think there already is a smoking gun, Andy. It's called the laptop.
It'll come out in October. Whatever it is that's going to nail it down is going to come out in October. Republicans win the Congress in November. It's all going south faster and faster. And from, say, the election until maybe January or so, all the reports of Joe's failing health are going to become increasingly frequent. He's going to go into the hospital or be under observation or something. And there's going to be all sorts of confusion as to whether or not Kamala can take over.
There's a lot of confusion now, Andy. What's the point, though? Get to the point. What's the end game?
The end game is shortly after that, Biden will resign before he can be impeached. He'll resign for mental incapacity so Kamala can become the first woman president by the Dems.
But, you know, the thing is, I don't think she can handle the job. I don't see any way around giving her the job, but I don't know that the Democrats want to do that just because she may be even more incompetent than he is at this point. That's their conundrum. And they'd like to replace her just for their own electoral survival, but they have to do it before January if the Republicans in fact take over the Congress, because then the Republicans would, if they stopped Kamala from appointing a new vice president, or Joe from appointing a new vice president, if she somehow could be made to go away, then the Republicans could block it and just keep the Speaker of the House, whether it's Kevin McCarthy or anybody else, as the backup to whoever the Democrat incompetent president is. It's an interesting conundrum. We don't know what's going to happen. We're in uncharted waters. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Just thinking that this Hunter Biden and everything, the problem is that the wheels of this stuff grind so slowly.
Yes.
We probably won't see it until Joe Biden's being embalmed. You know what I mean? It's that terrible, and we're taking the heat for it all the way. But there was one other thing. I wanted to
you know what gets
Matt.
Me, Johnny O? It really bugs me about Bill Barr, because I thought he was a decent guy when he was first appointed Attorney General. But he's been on this book tour. He's got this giant tome. It's bigger than all the Biden books combined, I think. And he's told interviewers that he knew that the FBI had the laptop in 2020, and he knew it was legit. But when all these quote unquote intelligence agents who were just Democrat hacks came out and said it was Russian disinformation, he didn't think to say anything publicly or just leak something out. He just let the lie stand. That's the way these Republicans are, these swamp creature Republicans. They just stand there and they get slapped in the face and they don't do anything.
I agree 100%. I'm looking at the Republican Party right now and I'm going, what are you doing? Get off of your butts and let's get something done like they did to Trump for 4 years. Let's get something going. What do we got here?
I know. In this case, you have legitimate evidence of criminal conspiracies, multiple criminal conspiracies. Why did Hunter Biden get $3.5 million from the widow of the Russian mayor? Why? The Moscow mayor.
Some good crack.
I just don't understand it. I mean, the problem is, though, that right now the Democrats, Biden, Dementia Joe, and Merrick Garland, who's equally corrupt, basically. He's a Democrat hack, coat holder. They control the Justice Department. So that guy Weiss, I don't know what kind of guy he is, the U.S. attorney in Wilmington, Delaware, but I hope he's legit. He seems to be, he's asking the right questions. He's going to, Hunter's baby mama. He's going to Hunter's other girlfriend. He's asking for all the financial statements that the baby mama had to get from Hunter before she got the child support settlement down in Arkansas. I don't know how it's going to play out. The ultimate question, though, is will Hunter stand up? How often do bag men stand up? I haven't seen a lot of bagmen stand up since Teddy Anzalone for Kevin White. And he was never convicted of anything, but he was a World War II guy. I don't think there have been a lot of stand-up bagmen that have come up since the VJ day. Let me put it that way. Everybody's out for their own, to save their own hide. And I can't say as I blame them. 844-500-4242. I just want to do a little bit of talk about it. Mentioned some of the stuff that's going on with Title 42 and the illegal aliens. It has now turned out yesterday, Peter Ducey from Fox News asked Jen about the fact that in Texas, it's being said, and she confirmed it, that they are giving smartphones to illegal aliens. Smartphones. As Peter Ducey says, hoping that they'll use the phones to check in or be tracked. Which part of that is supposed to deter people from crossing illegally into the states? And she confirms it, basically, in so many words. And the amazing thing is that they continue to lie so completely and so obviously. She says, our concern is that ensuring that individuals who irregularly migrate to the United States, they're bringing it. Let's play the cut, by the way, from the woman. Fox News found a woman who lives right down on the border, and she says that she sees the illegals coming across the border every day with backpacks full of drugs. Let's play that cut. You have that cut, Taylor? We'll have it here in just a moment.
D.C., where I live, is we have no Border Patrol presence. So another byproduct of all this is that there's a lot of foot drug traffic. And that is basically left on its own because the agents are otherwise processing or transporting. So we see on almost a daily basis guys from across in Mexico backpacking drugs through our community into our cities.
They're not backpacking drugs, ma'am. They're irregularly migrating to the United States, according to Jen Psaki. They proceed through our process of, you know, of course, being monitored, but also participating in hearings to determine whether or not they will be able to stay. I would note, now this is where the lies begin. I would note that nearly 80% of non-citizens released at the border from DHS custody under prosecutorial discretion have either received a notice to appear or are still within their window to report. These notices to appear are down the road, one, even 2 or 3 years later, after they've had a chance to drop an anchor, baby, or just, you know, somehow get locked up and they get, you know, some kind of a wrist slap sentence and be allowed to remain in the United States. So actually, she continues, so actually the vast, vast majority of people are appearing. That's just untrue. That's just absolutely untrue. In part, we have these monitors and monitoring systems in order to do that effectively. It's exactly the opposite of what she said. They're not appearing, and this is being done to ensure that they can come into the country and destabilize the entire society. That's what this is all about. And how ironic that they're giving out these cell phones the same week that there's a civil settlement in a case of one of the phone companies, I'm sure dominated by Democrat bundlers for Obama and probably Clinton and Biden as well, who were giving out cell phones and smartphones to welfare recipients in the U.S., the so-called Obama phones. They settled up a $13 million case. And now they're giving them the phones out to people who are even less worthy of getting a phone. Instead of being domestic deadbeats, they're giving them to foreign deadbeats.
Everything free in America.
Aye, aye, aye. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hi, Howie. You know, the other day they had the big celebration, the celebratory event down there in D.C. with Obama there, you know, bathhouse, Barry. And it's amazing, Howie. You know, and I'm thinking back in the day when they set up Obamacare, the ACA Act, Obama, they shifted $700 billion out of Medicare. I'm 70 years old, and I'm on Medicare as a recipient. But I paid into that system, just like the Social Security. But what I'm wondering how is, while Mr. Wonderful was down there putting the shine on things at the event, I got a feeling they're going to suck more money out of Medicare again and destroy Medicare, finish it off, and shift that money right over into Obamacare.
Well, you know, that's what rationing is all about. You know, remember Sarah Palin said they're going to ration health care, and she was accused of, you know, lying to the American people. Now it turns out that's what they're going to be doing. And, you know, the politically connected are going to get more health care than the deplorables, than the irredeemables. That's going to be the reality of it. That's the way they see it. That's the way they want to do it. Thanks for the call, Pete. I don't blame you for being concerned. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call, Howie. Hope you're doing well. Stay healthy. Stay away from those Democrats or COVID carriers.
Yeah, Susan Collins is the latest one. They're falling. Every segment we could name a new one. Yeah, but apparently, even though Sununu didn't see her, she must have been at that super spreader known as the Gridiron Club dinner, because everybody that was there is apparently getting COVID. You know, not that they're going to die or anything. It's like getting a cold. But, you know, another one of our statesmen has been struck down by the virus. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, I'm not a Howie Carr cheap bastard, but I got to give a tip out to the conservatives out there. In about a month or two after they start giving out those phones, check your local pawn shops. They won't have SIM cards in them, but I bet you'll see those phones in the pawn shops.
How many of those phones do you think you have to trade for a fake birth certificate from Puerto Rico so you can go on welfare immediately, even before your anchor baby arrives?
There's an undercover for you. Get on it.
Listen, Zebra, I was going to tell people this later, but they announced a big bust today in Boston, the U.S. Attorney's Office. It's a marriage ring. It's out of L.A. This is like Varsity Blues, which was also out of L.A., but it was busted in Boston. And this is a marriage ring involving, I guess, Filipinos being brought into the country, and they get married to American citizens. But sometimes you get busted for fraudulent marriages. So, Zebra, do you know what do you know how they stay in the country without worrying about getting busted for the fraudulent marriage? They got it. This is, I never thought about this before, but you know, they're one step ahead of us because we're all working for a living. You know what they do, Zebra?
As soon as the
illegal alien gets married, they go down to the police department and say and file for a restraining order from their quote unquote American spouse, claiming that they are a victim of domestic abuse. And under various court rulings, you cannot deport a victim of domestic abuse or someone who says she's a victim of domestic abuse. So once you file that order against your spouse, who's not really your spouse because it's a fraudulent marriage, you can stay in the country.
They're attacking women, first in sports, and now they're saying domestic violence victims, women, are now going to be deluded in their cause because of this scam.
Hey, we're supposed to believe all illegal immigrants.
Yeah, you know, it's not believe all women, because we're not supposed to believe Tara Reid, for goodness sake, right? But you are supposed to believe all illegal alien women who came over from the Philippines and are engaged undertook a fraudulent marriage. You have to believe them.
Believe Zebra. All bad hombres.
I'll see if I can find some of the information. They just had a press conference right before the show started, and apparently they've got some wedding pictures. I'm told the pictures are very good. We'll post some of them tomorrow. We'll tweet them out and post them on the website if they're really good. The feds. I'll say one thing about the Biden years. They've become more concerned with photographs for the websites and broadcast media and newspapers, and I'm gonna take full advantage of this new policy of photographs from the feds, and we'll have some posted tomorrow. 844-500-4242. To all my listeners with an IRA or 401k, this is an urgent warning. The world is on fire, and you need to protect your retirement savings. If you have more than $50,000 in a 401k or IRA or any other retirement savings, your money could be at risk. Just consider the current situation. The Dow Jones is in the red this year. Foreign war, spiraling inflation, interest rate hikes, which are accelerating, proposed tax increases also accelerating, spiraling national debt, ditto. The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. How's that one been working out for you at the supermarket, at the gas station, anywhere? The D.C. Democrats' only plan is to print more money. It's Jimmy Carter all over again. Whenever the world looks like this, people turn to gold. It's a historical fact, and it's happening again. It's time for you to diversify. That means precious metals. You need to learn how to protect your life savings with physical gold and silver, as I do. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your no-obligation Biden inflation report. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah. In the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
This looks like it was quite the racket, this this thing that was busted today. 11 charged with arranging sham marriages and submitting fraudulent green card applications for over 400 non-citizens. And most of them are Philippine nationals running this, but there's some guys were recruiting American nationals to marry these women. One of them was named Devin Hammer of Palmdale, California. That sounds either like one of Hunter Biden's partners or a porn star. I don't know which one. Devin Hammer. And he was assisted by Tamia Duckett in finding more of these people. They were brokers who recruited U.S. citizens willing to marry the agency's clients in exchange for an upfront fee and monthly payments from the client's spouses following the marriage. And here's the pictures we're going to have tomorrow, I think. After pairing foreign national clients with citizen spouses, Benitez, that's the lead defendant, Marcelito Biol Benitez, a Philippine national residing in Los Angeles. Benitez and his staff allegedly staged fake wedding ceremonies at chapels, parks, and other locations performed by hired online officiants. For many clients, the agency would take photos of illegal alien clients and citizen spouses in front of prop wedding decorations for later submission with immigration petitions. So, in other words, in case anybody had these suspicions that it was a sham marriage, they'd say, oh, no, look at these pictures. This is a real marriage. This is a real marriage. Here, and then this is the key. This is how big the scam was. It is further alleged that Benitez, this is the Philippine, and his co-conspirators would assist certain clients, typically those whose spouses became unresponsive or uncooperative, with obtaining green cards under the Violence Against Women Act by claiming the undocumented clients had been abused by alleged American spouses. Specifically, the agency would allegedly submit fraudulent applications on clients' behalfs for temporary restraining orders against spouses based on fabricated... This is Rachel Rollins' office is writing this. How bad is it when Rachel Rollins is talking about fabricated domestic violence allegations by illegal aliens? Benitez and his co-conspirators would then allegedly submit the restraining order documentation along with immigration proceedings to... USCIS, immigration, in order to take advantage of Violence Against Women Act provisions that permit non-citizen victims of spousal abuse to apply for lawful permanent resident status without their spouse's involvement. And you can imagine who they were getting to marry these women. They were probably druggies and various layabouts. And so, you know, they would just drift off or, you know, ride the rails or get arrested, so they wouldn't be able to take part in the scam. So that this was the safety valve. This was the ace in the hole, the hole card. They would just file the domestic violence petition. It's pretty amazing, isn't it? Had you ever thought of something like this? This never occurred to me. And I follow this stuff pretty closely, but this is their career. This is all they do. And again, we'll try to get some pictures tomorrow. They say there's some really good pictures in some of the probably in the affidavits that the agents are going to or have submitted to the court when they arrested these people. So this is this is the latest scam with illegal aliens. 844-500-4242, 339. Did the big guy get 10% of the marriage scam? And, you know, again, they're fleeing poverty. Well, they can't be that much poverty because the fee for getting them into the country was between $20,000 and $30,000. How many Americans have $20,000 or $30,000 cash just lying around? I'm Howie Carr.